This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The clock is ticking on what's going to happen here in this Senate judiciary dealio, because Friday is it. Friday means that, okay, so we move forward because there's going to be a vote. There's going to be a vote on Kavanaugh, and we keep hearing about these swing senators, and what does that mean? Ultimately, it is the talk of not just D.C., but the country. So here we are, putting a foot in the sand again on the Kavanaugh sandbox debate as to what happens. And to me, that's now what's so intriguing. And I said the last couple of days that I thought it was going to be, 60-40 that he gets confirmed, based on my conversations with people I know in Washington, D.C., who are connected, who are constantly on the Hill, who are aides or who know aides or who are prepping senators and all that kind of stuff. So really decent sources. But even decent sources are not really sure, because they see a step back, a step forward. At this point, though, I think it's the steps forward. So I think it's 75% that he gets confirmed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is advancing the nomination to the Supreme Court. He did that by insisting that they're going to get the results of the FBI supplemental background investigation. It's going to be finished. Then, of course, there was the secret room in the Capitol, and the senators got to go and look at what was in that report. And the it's not going to be made public, but the deal was they expect some of it to leak in certain areas where there wasn't evidence of assaults. Those who have seen it say there's not enough there. There's not enough to say that in this report it doesn't corroborate some of what was being said. It's a 46-page report on allegations of sexual assault by the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. We know that, right? So the FBI background investigation was like this compromise after the testimony from Christine Ford and Kavanaugh about whether he attacked her during their high school years in 1982 at a party. And in exchange for a vote to move Kavanaugh's confirmation to the full Senate, Senator Jeff Flake was granted his request for an FBI investigation into charges by Ford and one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, Deborah Ramirez. So Democrats and Republicans alternated in going over the report in two-hour segments, and it was a rotation they kept up all day long on Thursday. And, there were senators whining about it, that it's unusual circumstances and the process is unusual. And the report was laid out in 12 sections so they could easily swap them and make the most of their limited time. And there was only one copy. And that was a rule dictated by a 2009 bipartisan agreement on how to handle judicial nominations. So this is why there's this thing of going to the basement to go and read the secret report, and that's it. So, you have senators that are shuffling through the papers in one corner, another one looking at the papers. They're not allowed to take electronic devices in. They weren't allowed to take, if they took notes, they weren't allowed to take them out of the room. So even Bob Corker said he didn't write anything down, and he certainly didn't record anything, because he says that's jail time. That's what they agreed on. That's how it reads. And Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, who's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, told reporters that he thought it raised more questions. Others said they thought it didn't you know, like Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham said, didn't corroborate anything. They didn't learn anything new. Corker said he didn't learn anything new in the documents and said it's time to vote. So the swing votes we know, it's Collins, it's Murkowski, and supposedly Flake, but I don't think Flake is really a swing vote. I think that's being said because he's been vague even after being confronted when he was getting on an elevator by a victim of sexual assault. I don't think he's a swing vote at all. I think he's a yes vote. So, you know, it's really Collins or Murkowski if they both dumped out. And I just don't think they will. I think that this gets, I think he gets confirmed. You know, you have the procedural vote. Let's see where that goes. And it moves on. And I, you know, it's interesting. Brett Kavanaugh did say one thing in an op-ed piece. He said he regretted the sharp, emotional tone during the hearing. And he promised to be impartial. So he did write this piece for the Journal, and he said he regretted his tone. That he said it was emotional. He said, I was too emotional. I was too sharp. I said a few things. And he did say, listen, he did say, I said a few things I should not have said. The piece was called, I'm an Independent Impartial Judge, because that's the whole thing. You're not supposed to be political. As a judge, you're supposed to be looking at the letter of the law and weighing the law and the interpretation of the law, and that's the idea. I mean, that's the idea. But I think everybody has, you know, whether, it doesn't mean you go completely down party line, but I think everybody has, how do you completely take all of your thoughts out of everything? I don't think you do when you've had, like, he's had a 28-year legal career. So, and he said in his piece, I've spent my entire 28 years as a hardworking, even-keeled, open-minded, independent, and dedicated to the Constitution and the public good. So the piece was rebuffing some of the criticism, and some of what people were saying was political bias, because remember, one of the things that he said is he accused, when he was angry, he accused liberals of a calculated and orchestrated political hit fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election. So he definitely said those kind of things, and that's what he was referring to, that he should have, his tone, etc. And so there we go. So retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens said he originally supported Kavanaugh big time, and he did. But he said he couldn't support Kavanaugh's because of his performance during the hearings. He said, at the time, I thought Kavanaugh had the qualifications for the Supreme Court, should be selected. Absolutely. I've changed my views for reasons that have no relationship to his intellectual ability. I feel his performance in the hearings ultimately changed my mind. But I don't think the minds of any of the senators, honestly, are going to be that much changed. I don't think that we're going to see a radical departure. I could be completely wrong. I've really tried to have, not tried, I've had these conversations with people who, as I mentioned, have connections, are connected, have spent their whole life in this political game. But nobody knows until they actually take the vote. And if somebody's going to go in a different direction and they know the scrutiny over this, they're not going to necessarily blurt that out ahead of time because they see how Murkowski and Collins and Flake are being stalked, and they don't want to be stalked. They just wait till they're actually called on and they come up with a vote. That's the way it's going to roll. All right, hang with us. We got some odds and ends on the flip side.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
No truth to the rumor that the guy singing Man Cave is Bradley Cooper when he was trying his vocals for, you know, what would ultimately become his role in A Star Is Born. That's somebody else who sings that. But in the man cave, we enjoy a good laugh and we enjoy the games, right? So the whole idea of the man cave is we got to have fun. If we're going to sling mud and we're going to get down and dirty and we're tearing it up all the time over you said this and I said that, why not go into the sports arena? Because it's just a continuation of the same thing. So, first off, for you Patriot fans, the Patriots beat the Colts. They were kind of pounding them, and then the Colts came back into this. But ultimately, New England won 38-24. Significant here is that Tom Brady came up with his 500th career touchdown pass. You know that he's thrown to 71 different receivers. I think that is very interesting. So he is high on the list of the top five, a record-setting night, and another win for the Patriots. They pick up their third win while Indy falls to 1-4. Wow. What's going on with Indianapolis? If you are a Brew Crew fan, the Brewers win the National League Division Series first game. They did it not the easy way, though, because it was extra frames, 10th inning, and it was over the Colorado Rockies. Mike Moustakas, his RBI single in the 10th, was what clicked it open. There's something magical about these Brewers. I like the Brewers in the beginning of the season. And if you're not catching me here on America Tonight, I do a show on NBC Sports Radio Network over the weekend from 3 to 6 Eastern. You can go to SiriusXM 205 or download the mobile app and get it that way. But I picked them in the beginning of the year. They're that team of not everybody's so famous on this team, but they have that whole team attitude. So I think that's what it's about. I think they've got that common goal, and it really is about for the win, not so much for the me, the I. I think they really have found that groove. Will they win the World Series? Yeah, they got to get through this, and it's one game. Right? So there's a lot left to come. How about the Dodgers? The Dodgers slug past the Braves in their National League division series. The Dodgers led the series they lead the series now 1-0. They beat the Braves 6-0. And they had a power display. I mean, that's what it was. They were swinging away. Whether it was, you know, a leadoff homer, whether it was a solo shot in the sixth inning by Enrique Hernandez, whatever it was, they did it. So now game two next, and Clayton Kershaw goes to the mound. So he wanted to be ready for game one, but he wasn't chosen for game one. And of course, he's had struggles in October. He's been 7-7. He's 7-7 overall in October. He's still an incredible pitcher. There's no doubt about it. And he absolutely, I'm sure, is going to try to pitch lights out in this next game. So, they're off to a start. They're off and rolling, and that's, you know, what happens. And it's the best of five. So, you know, in the best of five, not a lot of room if you get down in a hole, and they all know it's, they want to be able to come back. If they're in that, if they've lost that first one, they want to come back. So this is interesting. Nick Saban, who is rapidly going down in history as the best football coach. And you know how it is with Alabama. People either want to roll tide or they want to roll over Alabama. But Nick Saban went into kind of a minute and a half rant on Wednesday night of this week, because he's saying he's disappointed that you got a half-empty Alabama student section in the south end zone of the game last Saturday against Louisiana Lafayette. He said, "I'm disappointed there weren't more students. I think we're trying to address that. I don't think they're entitled to anything. I think seats ought to be first come, first serve. If they don't want to come to the game, they don't want to come. But I'm sure there's enough people around here that would like to go to the games, and we'd like for them to come, too. They support the players." How about that diatribe? How about that? Yeah. Are the Bama fans supporting Tua, who is the quarterback? And a lot of them are, because you know what? They're wearing Lays, because he's Hawaiian-born, so they're wearing Lays to the games. And there you go. Will they come out? Nick Saban has spoken. I think they will the next time around. I do. I think they will come out. In the world of sports, like I said, much like everything else that we talk about on the show, there certainly is controversy laced within the game, including an ex-Louisville coaches accused of paying recruits. We've got that. We've got the NFL and helmet rules. They're always talked about. And the safety of football and what's happening to ex-players. But an ex-Louisville assistant basketball coach, a few of them, two of them specifically, allegedly made payments to two recruits in an attempt to ensure they would play for the Cardinals. Head coach Kenny Johnson, allegedly associate head coach, made a payment of $1,300 to the father of former Louisville recruit Brian Bowen. Assistant Jordan Fair gave a second unnamed prospect $900. The FBI is doing this pay-to-play college basketball investigation, and they're looking to go after a few people, and they're going after them. So they're saying they have the evidence for that. And Bowen is one of the central figures in the case, because they've charged that an Adidas executive and a former Adidas consultant and a college basketball runner conspired to pay Bowen's family $100,000 in exchange for him to commit to play for Louisville. So there's all kinds of nonsense there. Shocking, isn't it? You know that this kind of stuff happens. Is it good? Because then what about everybody else, right? It's not good, because this is where this is where you have to decide. College athletics. What are the kids getting in exchange? They're getting scholarships. They're getting the free rides. They're getting whatever. But they're also getting two-a-days and practice out of their eyeballs and everything else. And the coaches in the school, but especially the school, not so much the coaches. So you pay for good coaches, and I'm a capitalist, and they should get what they can get. But the players don't get anything. Should the players get some kind of siphon? Would that change what happens? I don't know. This is a sad story about a former Clemson football player, C.J. Fuller, and very popular, by the way, former running back, was doing physical therapy for a knee injury. He began to get these chest pains in the moments before his death, they say. His aunt was telling the Greenville News this, said he was having some chest pains before that day, but they got worse fast all of a sudden. He was conscious at one point, and when he got to the hospital, his speech was slurred, and then they say before they knew it, he was gone. And they said they thought it had something to do with blood clot. You just don't expect someone his age to be gone so fast. So 22 years old. Wow. Very, very sad. And Fuller played at Clemson from 2014 to 2017, and he went through a redshirt year when he didn't appear in games in 2014 before accumulating almost 600 yards rushing on 147 carries with 5 touchdowns during the next 3 seasons. And going to Clemson was huge for him. They were champions during his time there, so that was exciting. Dabo Sweeney, the Clemson coach, said, "I've known CJ a long time, watched him grow up through the rec leagues all the way up through high school. I'm proud of what he accomplished as a Clemson Tiger, most of all, the accomplishment of being a Clemson graduate," and he sent his condolences to the family. But, you know, you never know. Here he is working out, basically, then all of a sudden getting those chest pains, and they get worse, and it's too late, and then he's at the hospital, and there's nothing they can do. He did graduate from Clemson, like Dabo Sweeney said, in August with a degree in sociology, and boy, oh boy, 22 is just so crazy young, isn't it? Way, way, way too young to be taken from the earth. Got to be tough on that family to see that happen, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we got some good stuff in store for you. You just have to leap over the fence. A big reminder, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com to send me your thoughts on anything on the show. Just click on contact and bada bing, you are in. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Holding a key swing vote, Republican Susan Collins said she trusts Brett Kavanaugh to cast his own political preference aside as a Supreme Court justice in a lengthy speech on the Senate floor. It looks like he'll be approved when the full Senate votes later today. Collins said she read through the FBI inquiry and testimony of Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they both were teenagers. But at the end of the day, Collins said the certainty wasn't there.
The four witnesses she named could not corroborate any of the events.
Shortly afterwards, lone Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he too would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guest. His name is Clive Peters, and he's written a book called Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. I know you're all leaning forward to listen to this, and it's such an important subject, and it's so interesting the directions he takes us. So, Clive, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Pleasure's all mine.
So, in putting this together, let's first set that up. What made you decide to dive in this direction? And just from the title of the book, boy, that is massive territory. And that's, I think that's hard to really pull that all together, but you did it so beautifully. First of all, what drove you to write this, and what was it like doing this project?
It's a good question, and everybody asks me the same. It all stems from many years ago. I had a medical problem of my own, which prompted me to write a book which was aimed entirely and specifically at men. Its title was How to Maximize Your Manhood, What Every Red-Blooded Male Needs to Know. And I didn't think for a moment that there would be a single woman reading this book. But how mistaken I was. Through the analytics that you can use on your website when people click on to read whatever it is that you have on your website, it showed that 47% of the hits came from females. I was absolutely astounded. So a little bit more research made me realize that actually this subject was of much interest to women as it was men. And so I thought, well, some further research is required. And I spent the next 5 or 6 years with the help of many friends I have in the medical profession, not least in the UK here, but also long-term medical friends in the States, researched and enjoyed the company, the results of getting in touch with people who were volunteering, using the anonymity of the World Wide Web, to be upfront, truthful, honest, and open about their experiences. And so from that collection of interviews I had with people, lots of research, seeing where studies had been made, contacting the authors of the studies, I was able to compile and put together this latest book, which, as you rightly say, is called Exploring Sex, Love and Lust.
What did you find to be the most surprising thing about relationships, the physical relationships, that maybe it may be that people just aren't talking about it, aren't sharing what they really think? What did you find? What was the most surprising element to all of this for you?
Well, yes, you're quite right. It's the word taboo springs to mind. People feel they know all about sex. You know, who am I to tell them anymore? And we grow up that way. We don't find ourselves taught about sex like we might be taught how to have good manners sitting around the dinner table and enjoying the company of other people. Not at all. One of the major contributors that I had when I was doing my research, she said, by the time I was 25, I thought I knew all there was to know about sex. Here I am 20 years later, realizing that I knew nothing. And then when I heard a 15-year-old girl tell me, talking about contraception, she said, when I'm standing up, gravity is on my side, so I can't get pregnant. That did it for me. I thought, well, hell, we've got a lot of people out there who think they know it all, and clearly they don't. Not least of all me. I mean, I've enjoyed the research and the experience of other people and learned a great deal, of course. But the key to all of this is communication. There's a whole chapter devoted on the importance of communication, because if you can't talk to your partner on the same level and with the same interests, you're not going to get anywhere. And certainly to build trust, which is also the most important element in relationship, you have to communicate.
And do you find, in especially in the research that you did, that this may be one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest hurdles that couples have? And, you know, you talk about having a happy marriage and how important that is. And I think because of what the research you've done, what we're talking about, the idea that there's this taboo surrounding having these discussions, I think that really is a marriage destroyer and a relationship destroyer ultimately. And this is what you've said. Do you think that's like one of the biggest points of this book?
The biggest point really is for you to believe and understand through education, if you like, and exposure to what other people's experiences are, that everybody is different. We're all different to each other, but we do have a great deal in common when it comes to the need to learn, to find out what your partner is expecting, what their hopes and fears are, so that you can be holding each other at the same level of interest, knowing the difference between lust, which quite often is spontaneous and can build into love, but on the other hand, you can have people who fall in love without the lustful element, and so we all behave in different ways. There's physical contact, which is the obvious thing, but there's also the intellectual contact, or at a level in our thoughts, and here, to be open about what's going through your mind with your partner is terribly important, because otherwise it's all a big mystery, and if you don't learn what your partner needs, you're not going to do yourself any favors either.
So, Clive, and we're speaking to Clive Peters, and the book, of course, is Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. And getting back to this, what we're talking about, this whole idea of the communication, so it means you have to learn to ask questions, is that right?
You do, but not as you might see in a film or a TV program where they're talking, might be called pillow talk. You're lying in bed and actually asking the questions during the act. This is not a good idea. And analyzing it immediately after the act, you know, how was it for you? Did the earth move for you? These are not a very good idea. But certainly knowing how to, or practicing to get to know how to get to the level of interest that you both have, spot the opportunity. It can come at all kinds of places and times, and if you're holding hands or looking into each other's eyes, you can spot a moment where you can actually just hint at the intimate, and it only takes a few words, and you find that all of a sudden you're right where you would love to be, and that is talking at some depth about what each other is expecting. There are numerous examples of this given in the book. I struggle to find one that might be the best. In order to tell you right now, there isn't such. You find your own way through this. But here again, you can use the language. Part of the communication bit, I talk about euphemisms. And there are many words which immediately your partner will recognize that you're actually not talking about the word you're using. You're talking about sexual relationships. It might bring a smile to your face. That's also terribly important, that you should enjoy the experience, enjoy each other. It can become humorous. You can even have a laugh during the act. People fall about laughing because of something silly that happens. It needn't be terribly serious. Indeed, I believe it would be a mistake for it to be terribly serious.
In writing this book, what was it that, and what you just said was so powerful too, by the way, and anyone listening, as Clive Peters says, you go, you dive into this, and you'll find the example that you really understand and resonates with you, and it isn't like it is in television or movies, and boy, that would really kick open the door for something wonderful, for sure, I would think. But what was it that made you, a successful businessman, decide to dive into this? What drove you to write this book?
Good question. And in fact, talking about this with family, I realized listening to our daughter, especially, who's married and has a child of her own, she pointed out that I've always been a scribbler, as we call it, a writer. And until she pointed it out, I hadn't fully realized. I thought, well, here's the opportunity, now I'm retired. But in fact, I have been writing all my commercial life, for sure. I've often had letters published in national newspapers. I've written short pieces for magazines that relate to biggest interest in hobby terms. We love to sail, and so sailing boats, and the magazines that are associated with anything on the water, I've written articles for. But I've dismissed all of those. I'm not dismissed them. I'd completely forgotten about them until I retired, and I thought, well, I'm not going to sit and twiddle my thumbs. There is a subject I've always been interested in, and dare I say it, everybody I know has been interested in, and so I thought I'd sit down and write it.
Well, well done. And the book is called, as we've been talking about this, Exploring Sex, Love, and Lust. Clive Peters, delight to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's lovely to meet you for the first time. Let's hope that it happens again. It's all been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Every day I'm walking down the same streets I've been walking ever since I was a boy. I have my way with words and talking. But don't take it from me if you want me to tell you what it's worth. You might think I'm crazy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Don Zier, and it's always interesting to talk to Don about food and what we do in our normal lives. I'm busy. I'm a speaker. I've got this crazy road swing that I'm on, and luckily for me, I take Nutrisystem food with me, and I try to avoid eating out as much as I can, but you can't always avoid that, so it's a question of, I would imagine, eating smart when you're eating out, and what are some of the things that you can do? So who better to talk to about that than Dawn? Dawn, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
How important is it to plan ahead?
It's so important because, you know, part of life is, part of the social elements of our life is eating out. So with Nutrisystem, we give people flexibility so they can eat out, but we try to give them the tools so that they can be prepared. And one of the things that is really important is to think ahead. So one of the things that I like to do is always look at the menu before I get to the restaurant. So I kind of know what I want to order, you know, what looks good, what looks healthy.
You know, it's funny, when I go out with friends, no matter where we go, a restaurant we've been, somewhere new, everyone will look at me and say, salad? And the answer's always yes. I will always have a salad. I'll have some grilled chicken or some salmon on it. Always, 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 because that's the way I control my desire, frankly, to look at the menu and find the most calorie-laden thing on it, because that's what I really want. But I know the next day I'll wish I hadn't. So talk about the importance of understanding what's on the menu, whether you're planning ahead or sitting in the restaurant. So, for instance, I know that sometimes in some restaurants you can order the salad and it turns out to be a terrible choice because of things like what's on the salad or the dressing. How do we know, for instance, in the case of a salad, whether it's a good salad or actually as unhealthy a choice as any other you could make?
Well, a lot of salads are shockingly high in calories. So it's something I think we all think, oh, I'll have a salad, it's really healthy. But often you can have like a petite filet or something for less calories. So you do have to be careful. All the things you think should be on a salad, the quote, not fun stuff, are good to have. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, things like that. But once you start adding the fried tortilla strips, the honey roasted nuts, cheeses, creamy dressings, the calorie and fat counts just get boosted and it's higher than you could even imagine. So, you know, portion distortion is also at play because a lot of times salads are exceptionally big and can feed more than one person again. So I like the idea of what you're saying, Greg. Add the shrimp, add the grilled chicken. One of the things I do, always salad dressing on the side, and you don't pour. I never pour salad dressing on my salad. I will do tiny dips, and just gives me a little sneak. You know, you put it on the fork before you actually put the food on the fork, and you get a little taste. But at the end of the day, you find you have at least half the salad dressing left, and that's where a lot of the calories come from in these creamy sort of dressings. But you know, salad can be an enemy in disguise. Usually it's a good choice, but you really do have to be careful. For example, you know, if you're look at our eating out guide, Applebee's grilled shrimp and spinach salad sounds really healthy, but it's over 1,000 calories and has 66 grams of fat, so nobody would guess that.
Wow. So the good news is what you just said, Dawn, is to get the dressing on the side, just dip it a little bit, and then you notice that you have half of it. I do that same thing. And I think that's a huge tip for anybody listening because there is that tendency to get the salad. But often, too, I find that some people think if it's a little pieces of food and maybe there's more of it, maybe it's not that bad. Somebody once told me, well, just have the wings. The wings aren't that bad, but wings can't be that good for you, right?
Wings are the worst. As good as they are, I know we all love them, but I avoid wings like the plague, even though they're so good. Just one serving of medium buffalo wings can pack on over 1,000 calories. And how many of those calories are from fat? Just about half. So, you know, one night out for dinner should never take over your calorie allotment for the day, and this one gets pretty close. So I think wings are pretty much to be avoided, though, you know, as we know, when you order the wings, often celery and carrots come with that, and those are good things to dip a little bit into the sauce.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the celery and the carrots. We're talking with Dawn Zier. She's the president and CEO of Nutrisystem. I'm glad you brought up the carrots and the celery because the other thing that has a way of showing up on the table is the bread and butter. Now, I just have trained myself to say no thank you and discourage them from leaving it on the table, or at least near me if I'm with friends. But talk about what the impact is if you habitually are spreading butter on bread and eating it before you even eat dinner.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, bread and butter is like an amazing food, right? It just everybody seems to love it. But again, it is a culprit. So one of the things that I've learned to do is I avoid butter. So I'll have bread. I may have a little olive oil with it. But the problem with the bread at dinner is it fills you up before the healthier food arrives, and it's hard just to have one piece. So I think your tip of just sending it away is probably a good one. Otherwise, you have to be really disciplined and, you know, one piece maybe, but we all know how hard it is to do. And again, those are empty calories, not really healthy calories, and, you know, fill you up before you get a dinner that you could really enjoy. And we're not saying here don't have anything good when you go out. You can, and we'll talk a lot. There are a lot of healthy good items on menus that you can choose from, but it comes down to the smart choices. Bread is one that you should skip.
Yeah, so what would you suggest when you look at a menu? What are some of the healthier directions you can go in, Dawn?
Well, one of the things that always has surprised me, did you ever go to a restaurant and they list all the calories on the menu and then you want to run out as fast as you walk in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a little depressing, but one of the things that surprises me always is how much how low in calories a good piece of steak can be, like a petite filet. And I think I was with my son at Texas Roadhouse, right, which you would say to yourself, never go there if you're trying to lose weight. But after looking at everything on the menu, I found the petite filet, the Dallas petite filet, actually was relatively low in calories, and I could really have a nice, enjoyable dinner with a small petite steak, some grilled vegetables, a little salad, and it was really very, very good. So I think the chickens, the fish, even the non-fatty steaks, really, really, really good choices. And again, you have to watch for certain words or things to stay away from. Of course, we all know about fried. Pan-fried somehow sounds healthier than fried. It's really not. You know, battered, scalloped, creamy, these are words that we want to avoid and head more towards roasted, grilled, baked. Those usually are the better choices, foods that are roasted, grilled, or baked.
It's interesting, Dawn, but one of the things I've learned as I've lost weight over the last couple of years is I used to have very little comprehension of what these words meant. Like you said, you know, pan-fried sounds healthier, and I've educated myself about that, and that's been useful. But the other thing that I've done is I've overcome my fear of asking. I will say to the waiter, how is that prepared? And if I'm still confused, I'll actually drill down more and sometimes even say, I'm looking for a healthy option. What can you suggest? And when they make a suggestion, maybe they don't understand what's healthy and what's not. I'll drill down even further than that. Do you find and do you recommend that people really ask and really take responsibility for what they're eating to make sure what they're getting is as healthy as they want it to be?
I don't think asking hurts. Again, it depends on the nutritional savviness of your waiter and the person that you're asking. What I'm finding is at a lot of restaurants these days, they do note on the menu which are the healthier options, and I find that to be very, very helpful because it automatically at least narrows down your choices to a group of options that you can select from. And, you know, again, the good news is you can go out, you can have a reasonable dinner that's not going to break your diet, that tastes good, and then you're enjoying the socialization. You know, you can even have a glass of wine or a beer. The key is just don't have too many.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up because people, they talk about that, the booze part of it. Oh, no, I can never have another glass of wine, but that's not true, right?
You know, it's empty calories, right? So there's not a lot of benefit of having, you know, a glass of beer or wine, but it is a big part of, again, the socialization aspect. And, you know, one glass of wine is 120 calories. So if you think about that and think you want that to be one of your smart carbs for the day, it's perfectly fine. And if you go out, everybody wants to indulge a bit. Now, personally, I have a sweet tooth, so I prefer to indulge with a little bit of dessert. Many people prefer to indulge with a little bit of wine or beer, and that's totally fine. You just have to, it always comes down to making smart choices.
A perfect place to end is smart choices. President and CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier, thanks so much.
Great, thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.